560 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media
News
app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Former President Donald Trump will be arraigned on four felony counts this afternoon in Washington. The charges stem from the January 6th attack on the Capitol. His attorneys have said Trump was exercising his First Amendment right to free speech when questioning the election results. But the former Attorney General, Bill Barr, says
all conspiracies involve speech and all fraud involves speech. So, free speech doesn't give you the right to engage in a fraudulent conspiracy.
The man responsible for the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history, the 2018 massacre of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, is in court today. A judge is expected to follow the jury's recommendation for the death sentence for Robert Bowers. And two of the three Democratic members of the Tennessee legislature, expelled for their roles in a gun control protest on the House floor, will try to win back their seats in a special election today. This is ABC News. There have been fresh Russian attacks in the Ukrainian city of Kherson today, leaving a landmark church damaged. Several people have been hurt, four of them fighting the fire at St. Catherine's Cathedral caused by the first round of shelling. They were hurt when a second round hit. The Taylor Swift tour that broke Ticketmaster when tickets first went on sale is reaching a milestone.
Are you ready for it?
It's the beginning of the end of an era. Taylor Swift's final North American shows of her Eras tour begin tonight in Los Angeles. Fans have already been camping out at SoFi Stadium to get merch ahead of the six-night stand, which will probably see some special surprise guests hit the stage. By the time Swift wraps up the international portion of the tour, experts say it'll likely be the first trek ever to earn over $1 billion.
Are you ready for it?
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. Grammy Award winner Lizzo has responded to accusations of sexual harassment and body shaming a dancer who gained weight. In an online post, she says she's, quote, not the villain people in the media have portrayed. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A man is dead after a standoff with law enforcement in Osceola. At 10:15 yesterday morning, Osceola police were called to a home for possible domestic abuse. A man was outside of the home and fled inside after police arrived. According to a release, police held their positions for several hours before hearing a gunshot from inside of the home. When they went inside, they found the man dead and said that he apparently shot himself. An autopsy is being done at the Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office. The death is under investigation by the Polk County Sheriff. Office. Tuesday's drawing for a jackpot worth over $1 billion didn't have a jackpot winner, but somebody in northwestern Wisconsin became a millionaire. The Wisconsin Lottery said that a $1 million winning Mega Millions ticket was sold at the Quick Trip in Bloomer. The winning $1 million ticket was one of just seven sold for Tuesday's drawing nationwide. The jackpot for Mega Millions grew to an estimated $1.25 billion with the next drawing tomorrow night. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On August 3rd, the Amory Lakes Protection and Rehabilitation District meeting is held at City Hall. That takes place 6:30 till 7 p.m. On August 7th, the Indian Head Barbershop Course meets at 7 p.m. at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. All men who love to sing are welcome. August 9th, stop by Michael Park, enjoy a free concert, listen to Samantha Grimes Band. That's at 6 o'clock. And on August 12th, the Amory Price Is Right will be starting at 10 a.m. Make sure to shop locally and learn how to win amazing prizes throughout the entire day.
If you have an event you like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 89. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 60. High temperatures reach up to 85 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Storms possible both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 80.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And the topic at hand is, how much do you care about UFOs, UAPs? Do you think the government is keeping these secrets from us? Or are they now using it as a distraction to keep us from caring and talking about the other things of the day? And I'm asking this because yesterday there was a UFO congressional hearing. And I was pretty surprised when I checked what was trending on Google yesterday to see that it was sixth behind Sinead O'Connor, Mitch McConnell, the World Cup, the crane collapse in New York City, which was terrifying.
Yes,
I don't know
terrible.
If you got to see that video. But I'm just interested to hear from you as far as where do you fall? Are UFOs a secret? Or are they the distraction? 844-967-2789. Jane, you said we had a good text?
We do. John from the Falls checking in. I'd be interested if, honestly, I thought any of it was real. Unfortunately, most of the people called to testify in front of these Republican panels have shown they're only there with an axe to grind or have a way to personally benefit from appearing. I am beyond bored with all of the Republican whistleblowers and experts. Just another diversion to keep the American people from focusing on them taking away our rights and getting richer every day.
And it's interesting because I remember this whole thing made me think of a story that I covered and I talked about at one of our last jobs, Jane. And this was December 2021. And it was a headline that said, NASA used religious experts to predict how humans may react to aliens. Because it was basic. So religious experts have examined how each of the world's major religions may respond to news that intelligent life exists on other planets. And the idea is that if you've, you know, dedicated your life to thinking God has created
all life,
and all of a sudden there's a new form of life, like how much does that challenge your worldview? And, you know, the fact that NASA had invested in this, to me, kind of made me think like there may be proof of this. And, you know, that the fact that they are investing in kind of what the human condition would be like when, if and when they found out there's life beyond Earth. And I don't know. I feel like when we look at the James Webb telescope images, it's hard for me to imagine that, like, Earth is the only planet that has life on it. Like, I just don't have that much faith that in the ever-expanding universe and universes there's that are out there.
There's lots of space out there.
That it's like, oh yeah, but we're the only ones. And so, like, I don't subscribe to that. I have no idea what the proof is, which makes all of this more interesting.
844-967-2789. You can call and or text that same number from the 920. I agree the UFO hearings are likely a distraction. I thought I saw Glenn Grothman was doing some of the questioning, so that probably tells you all you need to know about the validity of this hearing. We have far greater problems than that Congress should be focusing on instead of science fiction. Josh from Oshkosh. And we have Sharky from Racine is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Sharky.
Good morning. I got to thank you for the great Brewer ticket Saturday. We had one of the best times of since 1970, I tell you.
Oh, yay! That's awesome.
So, hey, listen, I'm now retired and older than 50. And I got a chance to do a lot of things, you know, working for the government. And some things I couldn't talk about them until recently, and other things. And the space deal is crazy. It's amazing. Is it an interruption to our daily lives for those who care because they're paying attention? Other people never look up. Okay. So my thought is, if you go to 51, Area 51, it's going to be pretty dull. Secondly, we do have the Space Force thing now, and that was a big trademark for our current president. I'll also tell you though that most of your stuff is going to be top secret. They're secret for a reason, but it's not that it's they're not flying unidentifies. Okay, so with that said, I think it is definitely a distraction, but it's also very important because our safety now is in space. And if you look, you know, if you can write this down, there's the X 37B. People thought that was a UFO. It flies about 60 miles above the Earth. And it was a manned, we had the space shuttles for many years, and now we have unmanned space shuttles that are not occupied by a human being, but from Earth. Now, Area 51 really doesn't even exist anymore. All of their employees go to a new spot. And I want to say it's going to be in Utah, but they get on the bus. I should say bus, but it's actually a 737. And they fly to Utah area. And it's top secret, and they're doing top secret things. And what they're seeing is top secret movements. And the Air Force is obviously up there. And if you talk to a serious Air Force pilot, they'll probably giggle, laugh, and say, can't talk about that. But you're halfway right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sharky. Thank you, Sharky. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Coming up against the break.
What do you think, Jane? What do you? You're making faces over there. So I'm wondering what you're thinking.
Well, I certainly think that it is the height of egomania to think that we are the only things in multiple universes.
Yes.
And if there is intelligent life, I think the fact that we still haven't met them is more of a reflection on us.
They don't want us.
they're really not smart, if they're really smart, I think they should stay away. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, like you said, we're coming up against a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the two most, the highest trending topics from yesterday, both RIP Sinead O'Connor and also what happened to Mitch McConnell. And we're also going to play a game in the second hour. So I'll introduce the State Fair game for a chance for you to win some State Fair tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer.
summer. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Former President Donald Trump will be arraigned on 4 felony counts this afternoon in Washington. The charges stem from the January 6th attack on the Capitol. His attorneys have said Trump was exercising his First Amendment right to free speech when questioning the election results. But the former Attorney General, Bill Barr, says
all conspiracies involve speech and all fraud involves speech. So, free speech doesn't give you the right to engage in a fraudulent conspiracy.
The man responsible for the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history, the 2018 massacre of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, is in court today. A judge is expected to follow the jury's recommendation for the death sentence for Robert Bowers. And two of the three Democratic members of the Tennessee legislature expelled for their roles in a gun control protest on the House floor will try to win back their seats in a special election today. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A man is dead after a standoff with law enforcement in Osceola. At 10:15 yesterday morning, Osceola police were called to a home for possible domestic abuse. A man was outside of the home and fled inside after police arrived. According to a release, police held their positions for several hours before hearing a gunshot from inside of the home. When they went inside, they found the man dead and said that he apparently shot himself. An autopsy is being done at the Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office. The death is under investigation by the Polk County Sheriff's Office. Tuesday's drawing for a jackpot worth over $1 billion didn't have a jackpot winner, but somebody in northwestern Wisconsin became a millionaire. The Wisconsin Lottery said that a $1 million winning Mega Millions ticket was sold at the Quick Trip in Bloomer. The winning $1 million ticket was one of just 7 sold for Tuesday's drawing nationwide. The jackpot for Mega Millions grew to an estimated $1.25 billion with the next drawing tomorrow night. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Anywhere for free. From 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 anywhere for free.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th. In Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
HelpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 89 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 85. Cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. Storms both days. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 81.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And it is that time of the week that we are going to play Three Headlines and a Lie. This is where we have four headlines. Three of them are real. One is faker than, expected prep time for a recipe. But Jane then goes and tries to pick which one she thinks is the lie. And you're getting better at this. Well,
the last couple of weeks have been a little rocky. I wouldn't be too complimentary. But we'll see how I do today.
But as always, you are welcome to play along at home. And like I said, at 11:20, we are going to play a game that you can call in and play to win Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have 25 to give away between now and next week when the State Fair kicks off. And so if you would like some free tickets today, you can win at 11:20. But we will be playing this game every day until Thursday. All right, Jane, headline number one.
Okay.
Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally.
Wow.
Bold.
That's is he okay?
I don't know. Real.
Okay.
All right. Number two. Change your first name to Subway and you could win free subs for life.
Subway Matinere.
Subway Matinere. Not bad.
Okay.
Number three. Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices.
Beet prices.
Beet. Very good with goat cheese.
How is that related to Barbie?
No idea.
Wow, it's a tough one this week. Okay.
Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Come on, these are all made up.
They are not all made up. Three of them are, in fact, real. So I will go through them again.
All right.
Number one, Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Number two, change your name to Subway and you could win free subs for life. Number three, Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices. Number four, Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Okay, they're all so stupid, but I just think that if Harrison Ford's stunt double set himself on fire, I think that would have crossed my newsfeed somewhere. So that's the lie.
Well, you're clearly not reading Huffington Post enough.
Oh my gosh.
Because Harrison Ford's stunt double did indeed set himself on fire at Atlanta Actors Rally. Mike Massa roasted the AMPTP online afterwards, saying he was sick of being burned by studios and producers.
So was he wearing a flame-proof suit?
Let's see. Dozens of workers gathered to support their union, which is currently on strike. Massa, stunt coordinator, and Harrison Ford's stunt double on Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny closed the demonstration by taking the stage in a flame-licked coat.
Okay.
While holding up a strike sign.
All right.
The professional risk taker ensured the spectacle was safe with special protective materials and a fire crew on site.
All right. All right. So what's left?
All right. So what's left? You got to choose between change your name first name to Subway, and you could win free subs for life. Massachusetts store apologizes to Barbie fans for raising beet prices, and Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller.
Oh, this is just a complete stab in the dark. I'm going with the Barbies and beets because I don't understand that correlation at all.
I also don't understand the correlation, and that indeed is the fake one.
Yay! Woot!
Good job, Jane. Barbies and beets. I don't know what the, maybe it's, I haven't seen the movie. I'm seeing the movie on Saturday. So
is there a connection to the movie and beet farming?
I don't know that. All I can think of when I think of beet farming is Dwight Schrute. So, I don't know, but after I see the movie, I will come back. And if there's any beet
references,
okay, I will let you know.
Excellent.
But yeah, if you are interested in free subs for life, now that they have those meat slicers,
it's
not, you know, there's the supposedly better. If you don't like your first name or you just love Subway, now is the time to change it. Subway will reward one person that legally changes their name to Subway with free sandwiches for life between August 1st and August 4th. So you only have 3 days to do this. One person will be randomly selected to receive a check or prepaid card for $750 to reimburse costs associated with name change.
Okay.
And 50,000 worth of Subway gift cards that you may be used to buy Subway food for the rest of the winner's life. Is that enough?
Well, not if you're going to eat once a day on Subway. Wouldn't you do?
I wonder if you can like come back and be like, I used all of it, man. Like you said life.
I'm
like,
still what, alive. What,
like, I'm still here, and I want more subs.
Actually, maybe if you have that many subs on a regular basis, you're not going to live that long.
Fair. Fair, fair, fair. All right, and then finally, yes, gamers everywhere. I guess they were looking for scratch-and-sniff controllers because Microsoft has created a pizza-scented Xbox controller. It's part of a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles marketing campaign.
I figured it was just a one way to remind your teenager that they need to eat food.
Put
the controller down and actually, doesn't the pizza smell good? Go get some real pizza.
Yeah. It's the world's first ever pizza scented controller. Oh. And I guess there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie coming. I did not know that.
Well, the clamoring has just been so,
you know,
so loud. They had to.
The last one did so well.
Well, yes.
So there you go. Well, you were pretty good. That was a pretty hard one.
It was better than last week's.
All right. Well, tomorrow you get another chance to play another headline quiz. We are actually going to have Maggie Dawn on the show tomorrow for our civic media crossover. So we will ask her what she thinks the best, the worst, and the weirdest headlines are from the week. Talk to her about her show's going, which you can listen to Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. And then we will see how she does in our other headline quiz that we do on Fridays. But coming up in the next hour, there is no public service announcement today because Kristen Lierley is traveling. But we have some other reproductive health headlines for you that is going to be pretty infuriating and a little sad, but then we'll move on pretty quickly and have J.R. Radcliffe give us a sports update. So stick around. We have a packed filled hour coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin. So I'll settle for one day to believe in you. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on ABC the Civic News. Media